AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network. It's the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. Today's news is brought to you by Text Request and Promotex. The franchise chicken wars are heating up again. A few weeks ago, Church's Texas Chicken announced it was bringing back its original recipe, created in 1952, with a campaign called Our Original Recipe is Back. However, KFC obtained a trademark for the phrase original recipe in 1984. KFC has objected to Church's use of original recipe, stating it infringed on KFC's trademark, and has now filed a lawsuit against Church's in a U.S. district court. KFC is asking that Church's be banned from using the phrase original recipe, as well as unspecified monetary damages. Craveworthy Brands has partnered with New Summit Capital Advisors to create a new joint venture called Global Taste Brands. It will be a platform to introduce and franchise international QSR and fast casual brands in the U.S. from across the globe, including brands from China. Greg Majewski, CEO and founder of Craveworthy Brands, said, "By joining forces with New Summit, we're building a program that brings global culinary innovation to American diners, expanding our footprint and creating equity in a dynamic landscape." Managing partner of New Summit, Seth Williams, added, "We'll introduce the spirit of craftsmanship found across Asia and in other rich cultures to the American audience by providing unmatched cuisine and carefully curated experiences." PerTech USA announced its ongoing support of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, providing mortgage-free homes to the families of fallen and injured first responders and military. Since 2021, PerTech has contributed over $100,000 to the charity at a corporate level and now plans to expand its involvement through local initiatives across the country with the franchise system. Kim Gabera, CEO of PerTech USA, said, "By supporting Tunnel to Towers, we are able to contribute directly to first responders and military heroes and make a meaningful impact in the communities where we operate." 18 million U.S. households experienced food insecurity last year. From November 18th through the 22nd, Culver's Restaurants Nationwide will host its Concretes for a Cause fundraiser, donating $1 from every concrete mixer sold to local food banks and hunger relief initiatives. Last year, the event generated nearly $500,000 to support families facing food insecurity. Julie Fussner, Culver's CMO, said, "We're committed to being good neighbors in our communities, and Concretes for a Cause invites our guests to join us in doing just that." On Veterans Day, BBQ Chicken, Korea's finest fried chicken, donated $10,000 to Honor Flight Network as a gesture of gratitude and appreciation for the 6.8 million U.S. military veterans who served in the Korean War. Joseph Kim, BBQ Chicken's U.S. CEO, said, "Because of BBQ Chicken's South Korean heritage, we are uniquely grateful to the military veterans and active duty service members for the sacrifices they've made not only to protect their country, but also the freedom and safety of people around the world. And we're especially grateful for the American soldiers who fried chicken with their South Korean counterparts for Thanksgiving during the Korean War, which led us to perfecting the art of Korean fried chicken." Honor Flight Network has brought over 300,000 veterans to Washington, D.C. since 2005, celebrating them with a day of honor at the memorials built to commemorate their service. All Honor Flight trips are free of cost for honored veterans. Milestones this week: Tropical Smoothie Cafe opened cafe number 1500, this one in Cumming, Georgia. CEO Max Wetzel said, "The opening of our 1500th Tropical Smoothie Cafe in a key market is a reflection of the tremendous growth we've achieved thanks to the dedicated franchisees who embrace our vision to inspire better in their communities." People News and Career Moves coming up next after a quick word from Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer, so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more all through text. Visit textrequest.com right now to see a demo, or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk right now about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. In People News, Jenna Bloomberg joins Papa John's as Chief Marketing Officer. Frios Gourmet Pops promotes Jennifer Rogers to Brand President. Ashley Whitlock is now Franchise Coordinator at Sandbox VR. Sola Salons announced the appointment of Daryl Hurst as President and Chief Operating Officer, and Annie Winship as Senior VP of Marketing. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers welcomes Sarah Fraunhofer as Chief Strategy Officer. Amity Nurmi joins the sales team at Paul Davis Restoration. And promotions at the International Franchise Association. Janine Luttrell is promoted to VP Event Design and Planning. Heather Bartlow is now Senior Creative Director. And Paul Rocchio is now Senior VP Development and Member Services. Congratulations to all, and go get them. A reminder that Social Geek is presenting the very first Franchise Thought Leadership Awards. You can now nominate franchise pros who inspire you and are moving our industry forward. So think about who you want to honor and who deserves to be honored. No one has to pay anything to be honored or to win, and we're not selling ads to the people who are nominated, so there's no money changing hands here. We're just doing this to say thanks to all of the people who make a difference in our businesses and in franchising. Nominations are open right now at socialgeekradio.com/awards. In events news, we'll be live podcasting at all of the major franchise events. We hope to see you this week in Austin at Franchise Expo Austin from MFV Expositions. And next week, also in Austin, it's IFA's Emerging Franchisor Conference, November 18th through the 20th. The first event of 2025 will once again be the Selling Franchises Summit at the Titus Center in West Palm Beach, January 23rd and 24th. And the 2025 International Franchise Association Annual Convention is in Vegas once again, February 9th through the 13th. And if you don't have your merch and promotional items planned out yet for IFA, you may want to check in with today's sponsor, Promotex. All your franchise system's promotional products, one portal, zero headaches. That's Promotex, your partner for fully managed branded merch. Promotex's branded product portals empower franchisors and franchisees to easily manage all of their merchandise, review data and insights, and maximize revenue. From employee apparel to merch that flies off the shelves, Promotex will centralize your promotional products to drastically simplify operations, improve costs, and guarantee consistency. Learn more now at PromotexUSA.com. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.